4:06 on the Mike McFeely Show, and that means that it is time for our soon-to-be award-winning 4 o'clock 4-pack with KFGO News Director Paul Juergens, and I am wondering why he's walked into the studio with a big old fire extinguisher. What's going on,
boy,
brother?
Smoke coming out of your ears this afternoon. Holy Toledo.
I'm not fired up.
You and, boy, Moorhead and downtown and this and that.
This and that and the other thing and the apologies. They should apologize for this. The paper should.
So I brought in the Badger from the news center. It's fully charged. There's smoke coming out of this room. Surprised Battalion 2 hasn't been over here. Pinto, you okay? Is he throwing stuff around in here?
Yeah. I'm doing all right.
So, man, alive. Okay.
Let's do the 4-pack as long as I'm still fired up.
I know some other developments in Moorhead. I can't comment.
Huh? What?
Well, you're all worked up about Moorhead.
Well, yeah. So what's the developments in Moorhead?
I can't comment.
You're going to leave me hanging again.
I'll let you know.
4 o'clock, 4-pack.
I might know someone that has something to do with it.
I respect you, Paul Juergens, as a newsman and, well, lesser as a man, but as a newsman, I respect you. So I'll hold off on badgering you.
Hey, thank you.
With the Badger over there.
Badger
fire
extinguisher. 4 o'clock,
4-pack, the top four talk show talkers of the day on the Mike McFeely Show. New York.
Yes.
Oh, boy. It was a couple of years ago when it was 5 years ago, July 2008. There was a car full of teenagers driving back from the beach back to Manhattan.
All right.
And the driver of the vehicle was a young female, then I think 19 years old. Well, one of the guys in the back seat, to be a jokester, reached up and pulled on her bikini string and undid her bikini top.
So driving down the road.
Driving down the road. And so what happened was she got all discombobulated, flustered, and just upset. So took her hands off the wheel to, you know, hold up the bikini. Car went over a median, flipped. The person who did the pulling of the bikini string, sadly, this is not funny, was killed in the car crash. Some other people inside the car were injured, but the family of the dead person and the others inside the car sued the driver, saying that it was her fault that they crashed. A court yesterday in New York cleared her of that, of the charges. It cleared her in a court situation, saying you are not liable for that. You were
distracted
by the hijinks that was happening in the car, so you're off scot-free.
Interesting case. Took a long time. Five
it did.
Years.
5 years.
Legal
yes.
fees, I'll bet.
All kinds of legal fees.
I'll betcha.
It was a sudden and unexpected circumstance that led to the crash, and so therefore the judge or the jury, whichever it was, not reading that closely, said, since it was a sudden and unexpected circumstance, you're off of the hook.
Okay, good. I'm happy with that. That's a just. Did you get some mail today?
Speaking of bikini tops coming off, I had a letter arrive for me in the mail today.
From Breckenridge.
From Breckenridge, Minnesota. William down there in Breckenridge sometimes sends mail up here.
Yeah,
sometimes
he
there's money involved in the mail that sometimes William there is. Sends. The envelope, as you can see here, Jergy, is addressed Mike McFeely.
Oh, that's
Show Me Your Rack.
Oh, that's for the contest. That's for your deer antler contest.
Yeah, that's what,
oh,
I,
yeah,
that's what I thought.
Sure.
I thought it was a Show Us Your Rack contest entry. For the sender put Show Me Your Rack.
Show Me Your Rack
on the envelope. Open that envelope up, Jergy. Tell me what's inside that envelope.
William from Breckenridge. Okay. 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 That's a.
Those aren't deer antlers right there.
No, according to William, this is one of Pinto's old girlfriends here.
Yep.
We don't have the webcam on, do we?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Thanks, William from Breckenridge. Is that...
I'd like that back.
Does this qualify for the...
I guess it could qualify, but it's never going to win.
What do the rules say?
Well, the rules say it
what
has
the,
to be...
What do the rules
it
say?
It has to be a deer. But here's why it could never win, Jerky, because the whole idea is to have... You know, deer antlers.
Oh,
see,
I see.
Big deer antlers.
I see.
And even if this was, eligible,
okay.
It's never going to win because it's only a two pointer.
Thanks, William.
Hello, awesome. Number three.
You'll be in the home office pretty quick. Keep this up.
What's up, Esther? Number three. Mid-continent cable jerky is coming to Fargo.
They are coming to town.
They are coming to town.
Yep. In a big way.
In a big, big way. They are coming to town.
They made the announcement today. Their CEO and president, they have an office in West Fargo. They have, you know, customers in West Fargo and Moorhead. They've been broadband, internet, telephone for some years. I think, was it West Fargo first? And then they moved east.
Correct, yes.
And now they are confirmed plans to expand into Fargo. It's going to be a long build-up, their network. 3 to 4 years, a considerable investment. $55 million is the estimate. And they will compete with the other cable provider and internet providers and telephone providers in this market. They say residential, there's a potential for 50,000. 50,000.
50,000 customers?
That's the residences they count. And so they came up from Sioux Falls and made it official. And so we'll have some competition in cable TV primarily. I think that's where most people have been.
Mm-hmm.
There have been some concerns with loss of channel and contractual
cost. Things like that.
It'll be down the road a little bit, but they're very excited about it. The city, they'll have to negotiate a cable franchise. And some people have been under the mistaken impression for many years that Cable One has some sort of exclusive deal.
Monopoly,
they
think the word that's been used.
They don't. No, they never have. But people have always kind of had that impression that, well, they can't come in because they've got the market locked up. And that's really not true. The holdup has been the investment. Because you've got to come in, and they've got some of that done because they're running a big line from West Fargo to Moorhead, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah,
and that's already done. But they've got to run, you know, street up to your home if you subscribe, and so there's a lot of work for them that they'll have to do in the coming years. So I've been seeing some emails and tweets about that this afternoon. People are pleased that there'll be competition.
Why I like competition as a radio talk show host is I know that a lot of people who listen to
you don't have any though.
I have lots of competition. Lots of competition.
Not in this particular time slot.
Oh! Hi-yo! Why I like competition is because I think that the existing cable companies and the new cable companies should buy lots of advertising on the Mike McFeely Show to get their product out there to tell my listeners about which product is better.
That's a very good idea.
Or the competition.
I think that might happen.
I can give you a phone number, folks, if you want that number.
I think that might happen.
I hope it does. Number two. This is a sad story. I need to tone things down. Larry Risfit, a longtime on-air personality at KFGO, part of the Tom and Larry Show, a highly rated program for many years. Highly profitable as well program for many years, and the ag director here at KFGO for a long time, died today, Jergy, age of 71. He had had ALS for the last several years, and he succumbed today.
He died at the VA Medical Center, had been hospitalized there the last 2 or 3 weeks. He'd been, up until then, he'd been home in North Fargo. I worked with Larry, I got here in 83, so many, many years. He retired in 2010. A lot of Larry stories, and we don't have that much time, but quite an entrepreneur, a real good guy, a great communicator on the air. He had some side things going. You may recall Uncle Larry's Lemonade.
Uncle Larry's Lemonade at the Red Hawks game.
The Red Hawks game.
Yes.
The short story there is he was in Brazil and tasted this lemonade, and it was the best lemonade he ever had. And,
what was he doing in Brazil?
I think he was on a crop tour.
Oh, well, sure. And, that makes sense.
This lemonade was just scrumptious, and had never tasted lemonade quite like this. So he talked to the bartender that was serving his lemonade, and they went back and forth. There were intense negotiations back and forth. He didn't want to give up the recipe. The end result was Larry paid $21 for the recipe.
Was that profitable for him over the years?
In the end, yes, I think it was. I shouldn't say scheme. Larry had the flipping coin. Larry had the Uncle Larry's flipping coin.
No.
And it was a coin with heads and tails. And Larry had a guarantee. It was guaranteed to be right 50% of the time. He sold them for $33.
He did not.
Yes, he did.
People
and he
did
sold
not buy these.
Hundreds of them. Yes, they did. A conversation piece. In fact, when my father-in-law passed away, I had purchased him and Uncle Larry's flipping coin, and I've got it back now. I inherited the flipping coin, $33. And, of course, beef sticks, Uncle Larry's beef sticks.
I still buy the beef sticks.
They're still out there.
Still buy the beef
they're
sticks.
They're still out there. Of course, Larry, he served in the Air Force. A lot of people don't know about his military service, but he served in the Air Force, and he was stationed in Duluth. And if you think back, were we ever attacked when Larry Risford was in Duluth?
No, we Duluth never, has been safe forever.
And, you know, that's the first line of defense for Fargo, if you think about it, coming in.
Oh, I like that.
True story.
It is a true story.
So quite a guy. Funeral arrangements are pending. Larry was well known. He was an avid outdoorsman, loved to garden, Sue his wife, and two grown children. So we know he had a big following, and we'll let people know when those arrangements are made.
We're going to end on a happy note, Jurgi, because today is a special day for you.
It is
Paul Juergens.
The guy named Rick, who used to was a salesman here.
No,
birthday today.
No. November 26th is Paul Juergens' birthday. I posted on Facebook earlier today.
I understand you did that.
You got all kinds of hits and likes and comments.
Unfortunately, I'm not on there. I don't look at it.
Well, you're here. And so
I was at this Mid-Continent event today.
Yes.
And a certain city commissioner comes up. It says, Paul, happy birthday.
Mike Williams was there, huh?
Saw it on Facebook.
Since you're not on Facebook, we did a little something-something for you, Jurgi.
Did you really?
Did.
Is that the cake?
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Paul Juergens.
Jurgi, how old is he? Is his middle name Methuselah? Happy birthday, you old coot.
Paul Juergens, happy birthday, KFGO News.
Happy birthday, Jurgi.
Hey, neighbor, happy birthday.
Mr. Juergens, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Paul.
Hey, Jurgi, it's Maggie. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
Paul
Juergens. Oh,
you did it wrong.
Oh, yes, I know.
Colin, stop talking while I'm talking.
Mandy's a rookie.
Happy birthday, Jurgi.
Hey, Jurgi, we just want to say happy birthday and just remind you that every year that goes by, you start to look less and less like Alan Jackson.
Happy birthday, Paul.
Happy birthday, Paul. Another year older and another year better. Not really, you're old. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Paul.
Oh.
Juergens.
Happy birthday, Jurgi.
Oh. Hey, Jurgi, it's Tank. Just want to wish you a happy birthday. And, you know, as you know, nothing can top your 40th birthday.
I'm actually talking to the Paul Juergens. Newsman Paul Juergens? It's his birthday? How old is he? Old enough? Happy birthday, Paul Juergens. Have a great 21st. And I love you.
Happy birthday, Paul Juergens.
Hey, happy birthday, Jurgi. Seems like it was only 2 years ago that you were a young buck with a mustache looking a lot like Alan Jackson, Jurgi. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to one of the best MSUM professors I've ever had.
Happy birthday to the man who set all of the Fergus Falls Otter drinking records as an 18-year-old when it was legal back
that is
in his
not
day.
True.
Happy birthday, Jurgi. Happy
not
birthday,
true.
Jurgi.
Hey, Jurgi, happy birthday.
Hey, Jurgi, happy birthday, old fart.
Happy birthday, Paul.
Happy birthday, Paul Juergens.
Happy birthday there, Jergalicious.
And let me be the last to say, Jurgi, happy birthday to you, my friend. Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Brady Burgraff, Mike Waters, Joel Heitkamp, Amber, one of my former students at Minnesota State University Moorhead. I mean, this is just touching. There's almost a tear coming to my eye.
Almost.
I think it might be
Badger over there.
Yeah, I think it's a fire extinguisher that I shut off.
Happy birthday, Jerry, you bet.
Thanks, Mike. And, try to be back next year.
Here, I'll give you this card.
No.
You can have that for your birthday.
I'll try to be back next year. We'll see what happens.
All right, thanks, Jerry. Paul Juergens, KFGO News Director.